Oh, hey there, honey. Why don't you come in for a while? I mean, it's cold outside this time of year. You must be freezing, darling. Standing out here all alone like this? Did you forget your key? Oh, that's what I thought. Oh, honey. Well, don't worry about it. You can call the locksmith from my apartment, and I'll make you some hot tea while we're waiting. Just come here, sweetie. Yes, let's get inside where it's all warm and cozy. You know, I could really use the company anyway. I'm living all alone, so it's nice to have someone else here for a change. So, this is my apartment. It's nothing special, but I love it so much. It's home, you know? It's a safe space where I can just, relax and enjoy myself. So, I want you to feel at home too, sweetie. As they say, mi casa es su casa. Just sit down on the couch. There's a blanket over there if you want it. We'll get that locksmith here in just a second. Don't worry about it. First, I just want to ask you something. You see, I've seen you around, and I've seen you leaving for school or work or wherever you go, and I've always seen you leaving early and coming back late at night, always with that bag that you always carry around. I've been so curious, you know, because I've never seen you with a girl. I mean, a cute guy like you. You should be having all sorts of girls waiting at your door, waiting to just get a piece of you. But I've never seen you with anybody, so I started wondering. Are you maybe one of those guys that one of those late bloomers that just waits around for the right moment? That just waits and waits for that perfect moment? Oh, I was a late bloomer myself. It just felt like I was waiting forever until I finally got a boyfriend. Before that, the first kiss and all that first time, it just turned my world upside down. Why are you blushing right now, sweetie? Is this conversation making you uncomfortable? Is this a sensitive topic for you, sweetie? Oh, just relax, honey. I know we don't know each other, but you can feel safe with me, I promise, sweetheart. I'm just a little bit straightforward, you know? When I think of something, I end up just saying it. But don't worry. I don't want to push you. I just want to get to know you a little better. Is it okay if I put my hand right here, honey? Is it okay if I place my hand on your thigh like this? Oh, have you never done this before? Have you, sweetie? Don't worry, honey. We both know it's the right time for you. And we both know that you've been waiting so long for this to happen. So just relax, baby. I'm going to be so gentle with you. I'm going to take such good care of you. And when we're done, I'll make sure to call that locksmith so he can get you your apartment back. But don't think about that right now. Just think about my soft hand rubbing you along your leg like this. Oh, you're so adorable, honey. You're just a blank slate waiting to be filled. You're just an eager little student. Ready to be taught in the most perfect way, ready for someone to just take you under her wing and show you that world that you've been waiting to experience. And you know what, sweetheart? I love that. I just love that you're such an inexperienced boy because that means I get to teach you. Everything. I get to become your teacher and I can take you on this journey, and I'll guide you into this wonderful world. I promise you, baby, you will just love it. You will love every single bit of it. Now, just relax as I move my hand up your thigh like this, as I move it so close, but then pull it back again, down toward your knee. Oh, don't be so eager, honey. I'm going to take my time with you, and I'm going to show you everything I know about pleasure. Be patient. Just be a patient boy as I position myself behind you like this. And just wrap my arms around you. To hold you and kiss your neck like this. Oh, I know you've been waiting for this, honey. You've been waiting so long for this. So very long. For a woman like me to touch you this way. For someone experienced to just enter your life and show you everything that you have always dreamt of. Just accept my touch, sweetie. Just feel my hands moving over your body. Feel me rubbing your belly like this. Feel me pinching your little nipples like this. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it, sweetie? When I gently squeeze and twist them like this. Oh, you're just squirming, baby. Feel me stroking your hair and playing with your earlobes like this. Feel my lips on your neck as I... as I kiss you so very softly. Oh, you're such a good boy, honey. You're such a good boy for me. Do you like it when I tell you that? When I tell you what a good, good boy you are? Oh, you do, don't you? Good boy. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about pleasure, sweetie. Just listen and learn, okay? Just listen like a very good boy for me. I'm going to remove your shirt for you, just so I can see that gorgeous body of yours. Yes, there you go. You're so beautiful, honey. You're just fucking perfect. Let me rub those shoulders of yours. Let me get you nice and relaxed so I can teach you properly. You see, the number one key to pleasure is to lock up your mind, sweetie. Open you up to get you nice and relaxed so you can just let go of everything else. So I can play with you exactly as I like. So just breathe, baby. Just let go of all that tension. Let that stress just fade away. It's just you and me right now. Just you and your very helpful neighbor that wants to teach you everything that she knows about pleasure. Now, rule number two when it comes to pleasure. Patience, honey. It's all about patience. About push and pull. As I pull you close to me, just to cuddle and kiss you. As I push you away from me, making some space between us. As I push you away into the cold as I draw those boundaries for you, because my touch is not unconditional. So I push you away from me just to pull you back in again into my warm, wonderful embrace, so I can hold you and tease you and so I can kiss your neck like this and let my hand slide down. As I let it slide down into those boxers of yours, just teasing you with my long, sexy nails. Just teasing your soft skin like this. Just feel my warm, gentle hand. Just cupping your balls like this. Feeling the weight of them in my hand. And then gripping your cock. Just a firm grip around that hard shaft. Oh, you are so fucking hard for me, aren't you? You are just throbbing, baby. You are just twitching and leaking like you're about to come already. But remember what I told you, sweetie. Patience. You must be a patient boy for me. I don't want your sticky mess all over my hand yet. So I need you to wait for me, baby. I need you to wait for my pussy to just... let's not get ahead of ourselves. I want you to tell me how much you love this, sweetheart. How fucking good it feels as I squeeze your cock like this. As I just stroke your cock while it's inside your boxers. Just gentle little tugs like this. Oh, that feels really good, doesn't it? To feel my boobs on your back as I press myself against you. To feel my breath on your neck as I stroke you and talk dirty to you at the same time. Oh, baby, you're so fucking hard for me. You're such a good boy. You're such a good fucking boy for me. So very patient, just sitting here, letting me pump your cock like this, letting me tease you until that pre-cum just pours right out of you, making such a wet mess in those boxers. What a messy boy you are. But I need you to contain yourself, sweetie. Hold it in for me, because we're not done yet. We've only just started, baby. So I need you to get up and remove those pants for me. Just stand here in front of... Yes, just like that, baby. Show me that cock of yours. Pull those pants down and just show it to me. I need to see it, baby. I need to taste it. Oh, there it is. What a beautiful cock you have. Just let me taste it, honey. Taste really good, darling. I'm going to give you the first and also best blowjob of your life. So just breathe in for me. Let me swirl my tongue all around that perfect cock of yours. Just let me wrap my lips around that swollen little cock head. Oh, you're doing so good for me, baby. Many guys wouldn't be able to last this long. Most guys would just squirt like a water gun as soon as they felt my warm, wet mouth just sucking and slurping. Flicking my tongue over your frenulum like that. But you're a patient boy, aren't you? So very patient for me. Just waiting for my instructions. Now, just let me kiss those heavy balls of yours. Oh, they are so full and heavy, aren't they? Just waiting to burst for me. Just waiting for that final release. That final moment when you can just... when you can just shake and shiver and blank out in bliss for me. When you can just let it all go. When you can bite your lip and let your eyes roll back in your skull. And let your toes curl and your legs tremble with pleasure. That sweet relief that you have been waiting for your whole life. And you are just so close right now. So very close for me. So let me show you another trick up my sleeve, baby. Let me unbutton my blouse for you and... unhook my bra so that I can show you my big, beautiful boobs. See how soft they are, honey? How jiggly and juicy they are? As you stand there with your cock just inches from my swaying tits. But what if I would just squeeze them around your twitching cock? What if I would just smother that cock in my lovely bosom? You would just pop instantly, wouldn't you? You would just squirt that creamy cum all over my tits. Isn't that right, honey? Well, don't, because I'm about to take your cock. And then I'm going to slap it against my jiggly boobs like this. Yes. And then I'm going to put this cock between my boobs like this. Just right there. Feel my soft skin surrounding that aching cock of yours, baby. Feel my boobs as I press them together for you, as I smother your cock like this, making it so fucking tight for you, almost as tight as my perfect little pussy. Oh, I can see the look on your face, honey. You are struggling right now. You're fighting that urge to just spill your load all over my beautiful boobs. Well, okay then. I think you're ready, sweetie. I think you're ready for the grand finale. And I think you know what it is, don't you? Just lie down on the couch for me and be a very good boy. And just lie down on your back for me. I'm going to ride that twitching cock, baby. I'm going to bounce up and down on you, with my boobs just jumping and jiggling above your blushing face. Oh, I'm going to fuck you now. I'm going to fuck you so good that you will just fill me full of your creamy cum, baby. Oh, that's right. You will just fill me with all your creamy cum. So just relax as I position myself on top of you, as I straddle you like this, with one of my smooth, thick thighs on each side of your body, right where I belong, on top of you, on top and in charge, ready to just lower myself onto you, to just drop down with my full weight on top of you, to just sink myself down onto that throbbing cock of yours, to just slam down and take all of you inside of me, to let you inside that warm, wet, wonderful pussy. Oh, but not yet, baby. First, I'm just going to tease you for a little bit, and I'm going to take your cock and just rub it against my pussy like this. You feel that heat from my pussy lips as I tease and tempt you, as I take your tip and just feel my tight little pussy swallowing the tip of that cock like that. Feel me clenching around it. Feel my juices just dripping down your shaft like that. Baby, you're losing your mind right now. Just look at me, honey. Look me in the eyes as I tease you like this, just squeezing around your cock head like this. Oh, just listen closely, honey. I'm going to be your first. I'm going to be your first one. Do you understand, baby? I'm going to pop your cherry now. I'm going to take it from you. I'm going to take your virginity from you. Just feel me as I drop down onto you, as I take your whole length inside of me. Just feel that warmth and wetness surrounding your cock like that. Yes, baby, I'm all around you. Nowhere to go, honey. Nowhere to escape right now. Nowhere to escape. As you just lie there like a good fucking boy for me, with my body on top of you. Just look at me, honey. That's right. I'm in charge, honey, and I know exactly what to do with you, how to fuck you until you lose your mind, until you just fill me up with your creamy load, until you shake and shiver like a good fucking boy for me. I'm going to pop your cherry, honey. I'm going to take that cum from you and make you the happiest fucking boy on this earth. Yes, that's right, honey. Just be a good boy for me and let that cum just squirt out inside of me. Just fill me, baby. Fill my pussy. Oh, I want it, honey. I want your cock to just blow and blast until my pussy is completely filled. Until your balls are empty and you just tremble with pleasure for me. So just do it, baby. Make a mess for me, baby. Make a mess in my pussy. Just shoot it all out for me as I ride you harder and faster. As I bounce on top of you with my hands, just resting on your chest like this. Oh, you are so fucking close right now. So fucking close for me. Oh, you can do it, honey. You can let it all go and just squirt it all out for me. Just give me that cream pie. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Such a good fucking boy for me. Oh. Inside of me. Oh, you did such a good job, honey. You are such a good boy for me. Now, wasn't that a great first time, baby? Oh, it was, wasn't it? I'm going to teach you so much more, baby. I'm going to teach you everything. But it will take some time, honey. You've just started your new life today. Your new life with me. Your hot and very helpful neighbor. Now, let's call that locksmith, shall we? You need your apartment back, don't you, baby? Yes, of course you do. Let me go and get the phone for you.